So there's an ongoing war, a huge displacement, and pretty much the world has forgotten all about it. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We'll tell you where that conflict is, what's happening right now, and how you can make a big difference. And then stay tuned to hear about a town in southern Mexico that went from being dangerous and creepy to something else entirely. So here we go. The war in Ukraine has just entered its fourth year. Fighting between Russian-backed separatists and Ukrainian forces has intensified over the last few weeks. Mission Eurasia's Sergei Rakuba says,
we see that the European Union posted new sanctions and the United States. It does not work for Russia. They continue pushing their agenda, supporting the separatists, so that they are still fighting.
Now, the conflict has created one of the largest internally displaced people populations in the world.
They have no right to go and flee to another country. Because this war is not recognized as a civil war, they cannot go outside of Ukraine and look for refuge in any European countries like refugees in Syria.
And at a time when they most need help, international aid has dried up.
There are no places where it can stay, so they turn unlivable facilities into refugee camps.
But God, Rakuba says church networks and ministries have mobilized to meet the needs.
And not just food. We provide scripture for them. We provide counseling. We disciple them. We help them to find hope, hope in Jesus. And that's what the church is doing today in a forgotten war in Ukraine.
When you respond to the prayer and support needs, you help these believers do the impossible. The details on how you can get involved are at missionnews.org. Next, Asian Access has a training program for pastors in East Asia, and according to Brother Jake, it's actually going pretty well.
This model of developing pastoral leaders through a cohort program has been very successful in developing Christ-like leaders who have a vision to reach their cities and transform their communities.
The success of the program got Asian Access leaders thinking, who else could use quality Christian relationships in mission training? Enter A2 Business.
There is a big need for Christian businessmen and marketplace leaders to realize that God has placed them in their spheres of influence to impact their world for Christ.
Now, Brother Jake says believers in the business world are often told they aren't truly devoting their lives to God because they're not clergy. The first teams have had only a few months of training, but the perception has changed worlds.
We can be praying that this small beginning will multiply, that the leaders who have been trained will in turn pass on what has been deposited in them, and we'll see a whole mighty generation of business and marketplace leaders who are rising up to their calling in Christ and bringing transformation in the workplace.
And Audio Scripture Ministries is tackling an ambitious Great Commission goal. In southern Mexico alone, there are 120 spoken languages. And with the help of Wycliffe Bible translators, ASM wants to get Scripture in all of those languages translated and recorded. Jim Loker with ASM reports.
Up to date, we've recorded more than 80 different New Testaments over these years, and we've been able to impact many, many people with the recorded word.
Each recording means a major gospel impact. Loker shares the story of one town that was saturated with witchcraft.
We were advised never to go through this town because the power of witchcraft was so great. People told us to skirt the town and you know, just drive around it. Well, over the course of time, the New Testament was translated. The audio Bibles then started to be distributed, and people started to listen. We've seen more than 2,000 people come to Christ.
And that's not all.
Many of the witch doctors, too, were converted. And so they're now believers. And the ones that weren't have left to go and find jobs someplace else because people aren't going to the witch doctors anymore. This center of witchcraft is no longer a center of witchcraft, but it's a center of the gospel.
Would you ask God to bless ASM's other Bible recordings? And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Have you ever considered the power of the message on your phone's wallpaper? You read it multiple times a day. So why not connect it to a Great Commission movement? Deaf Bible Society is offering a free phone wallpaper this month that'll remind you to pray as this ministry distributes God's word in sign language. To get yours, click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.